Eagles fans, I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to our Cover 2 segment as we're going to delve into the Eagles' Monday night win over the Washington Redskins by a 33-27 decision and begin to look ahead to this Sunday's home opener against the San Diego Chargers. And to help break down the game, I welcome in Jimmy Kempsky from Philly.com, as well as Shil Kapadia from the Birds 24/7 blog, which you can read on PhillyMag.com. And we've all been waiting to see what Chip Kelly's offense would look like, not in a preseason game, but in a regular season game. And boy, did it deliver. Jimmy, what was your initial impression of the Chip Kelly offense?
Yeah, it was impressive. And you know, they ran more than 50 plays in the first half. And you know, players were talking about how they could see evidence of the Redskins being tired, of course. And you know, I thought that was pretty evident just watching the game itself on the field. And really, it was just an impressive performance. The defense helped out, of course, by turning the ball over and giving it back to the offense. And then even that first play of the game, or the first series of the game where they returned the interception, that might have even been somewhat of a blessing in disguise, because they ran 18 plays before the Redskins had even run one on offense. So, you know, the fast pace and just the number of plays, and Chip Kelly's been talking about that through really the entire offseason, and we saw it in play against the Redskins on Monday night, and you know, really all came together, I believe.
Now, Shil, Michael Vick said after the game that we've seen maybe 60% of the offense. What else could we possibly have in store moving ahead?
Yeah, I think there's certain wrinkles they can certainly add every week. I think the foundation was there. A lot of stuff we saw in the preseason, certainly with Oregon under Chip Kelly, where you have the quick screens, you have a lot of zone read, you're running the football a lot, you have the run-pass combo plays. All those things were on the table in the preseason, and also Monday night against the Redskins. But then when they start moving those tackles out wide and doing some of those things that we had not seen in the preseason, I think those will be sprinkled in on a week-to-week basis, so that defensive coordinators watch this game tape, and all of a sudden they got to be ready just in case that's added when they play the Eagles.
Bottom line for you guys, it's going to make the All-22 that much more fun for you guys. You're going to throw in the stick figures, and you're just going to have picture upon picture upon picture down the list. Let's shift the focus to the defensive side of football, and Shil, I'll start with you with this one. What did you think of Bill Davis's game plan? This is the first time we finally got to see the full transition into a 3-4 base game.
Yeah, to me, that was the surprise of the game. You know, I thought maybe they would have success offensively. Defensively, I had a hard time figuring out how they were going to stop RG3 and Alfred Morris. But the key was really they wanted to stop the run early. And then once they got ahead and put RG3 in passing situations, he was throwing blitzes at them, really, that we haven't seen here in 2-3 years with Michael Kendricks, D'Amico Ryans, Patrick Chung, these guys attacking the quarterback. And he really had a lot of success with that. So hats off to Billy Davis, the game he called.
Now, Jimmy, you had touched on this earlier. How important is it for this offense to have a defense that is opportunistic and can generate turnovers and even get points on the board like the Eagles were able to on Monday night getting the safety?
Sure. Well, you know, they had 3 turnovers early in the game against Washington on Monday. And, you know, last season it was a huge problem. They didn't turn opposing teams over really at all. I mean, they went with, what, a 7 or 8 game stretch without having an interception. And that was a huge, huge reason why they won 4 games last year. And really encouraging to see them, you know, get some. Brandon Boykin had an interception. Trent Cole had a forced fumble. Michael Kendricks was just all over the place. You can see him making all kinds of plays this season. You know, just Fletcher Cox, and there's playmakers up and down the line this year. And I think they'll certainly turn the ball over a lot more than they did in previous seasons.
All right, let's look ahead to Sunday's matchup, the home opener against the San Diego Chargers, a team that Eagles fans don't get to see at Lincoln Financial Field a whole lot. Jimmy, give us a preview of the Chargers.
Sure, and I think what you said is perfect. You know, it's a team that they don't see a lot of. You know, in preparation for this Eagles-Redskins game, you know, Jim Haslett, the defensive coordinator for the Redskins, had said they've been studying Oregon tape for the past few months. And, you know, it's kind of unrealistic for the Chargers to have done the same during the offseason. The Eagles are a team that they face every 4 years. So for them to expend those kind of that kind of resources to you know, watching that much Oregon tape when you're just not seeing this team all that often, it's just, for you know, you do all that work for one game, doesn't really make a lot of sense. So they got a lot of catching up to do. I mean, they're going to have Oregon tape, of course, for the last few years, and they're going to have the first game against the Redskins. It's a short amount of time to really get up to speed on what Chip Kelly and his offense is doing. So really tough challenge for them this week to come into Philly and be well prepared for what the Eagles do.
And Shil, how tough it will be for them coming up a very tough Monday Night Football loss where they had a 21-point lead in the fourth quarter only to let it evaporate at the hands of the Houston Texans.
Yeah, I think that's huge to play that late game Monday night. Now you got a short week. You're flying across the country against a team which is really the mystery of the NFL right now. I know we talked about a lot of the things they showed we saw in Oregon, but obviously there are going to be new wrinkles. So from a preparation standpoint, I think it's going to be tough for the Chargers. Eagles are going to be in a pretty good spot here with the home opener.
Outstanding analysis from you gentlemen, from both Jimmy Kempsky and Shil Kapadia. I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us in our Cover 2 segment here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.